Hi, I'm Onas.
And I'm Grace.
We love the Wheel of Time fandom, and we love talking about why it's so special.
Our mission is to give back to the fandom through projects that amplify the fun and camaraderie.
I thought it was we make people cry.
Yeah, but in a good way.
This is
The Lights Work.
Hello and welcome back to The Lights Work. This is Anas, and as always, I have my very leisurely friend, Grace, with me. Grace, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Yeah, it has been a very leisurely week. I haven't done much because I've been sick, and I feel like I keep thinking I'm better and try to do a lot of things, and then I end up having to take like 3 naps because the things that I did gave me like a migraine or made me feel like crap again. So, yeah, I've been just taking it easy, reading, watching The Expanse. How's your week been?
Oh, it's been good. Thinking back, it was a busy week the week before, and this was a good kind of not much in terms of, you know, busy stuff, so that was nice. I think Wednesday was nice. I had a work kind of event, and that was fun. Yeah, so, but it's always nice to be back here. And I thought, you know, well, if you've been sick and I've been busy, maybe something chill. So what about game night at the Lights Work?
Love it. Game night at the Lights Work. Let's go.
All right. Okay.
So, wait, are these games where I can like win? Because I get really competitive sometimes, like especially with like mini golf. Like you don't want to see me at mini golf. I become a monster.
Yeah, I'm not competitive at all, but I'll win. So we'll say what you will of that. So Okay. All right. So the first one is I'm gonna let you explain these because I think you'll do a better job with it.
Or is it because I came up with all of the games?
I would you need me to explain them? I would contest that because that first one you did not come up with.
That's true. But you didn't know
I'm
what
already
it was.
Winning. I'm already winning at this. So.
No, you suggested the game, but you're like,
I called it.
What is this game?
Yeah, I said, like, that's the game. And you were like, you repeated what I said and said, this is the game.
No, you said 20 questions. What is that?
No, I said 20 questions and like that, you know, where you guess something.
Oh, the what is that was like an
yes.
example?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. No, I don't believe that.
Oh, sure.
okay, so 20 questions is a game where one person thinks of a person, place, or thing. And in this case, we are going to think of a person, place, or thing related to Wheel of Time fandom. So, for example, a thing could be panda rioting. A place could be JordanCon. A person could be Nameless.
Wait, why are those were the ones I wanted to, okay. I
those
to
were the exact the three you were going to do.
Yes.
Wow, okay.
Okay, thank you. Wow. Yeah, thanks for ruining that. Yeah. So we're going to cheat. This is what we're going to do. This is, yeah, okay. Thank you.
Okay. So all the other person gets is just that, whether it's a person, place, or thing. And then they have 20 chances to ask questions to figure out what it is. But the questions can only be yes or no questions.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. 20 questions?
Yeah.
Okay. Only 20. You're going to follow those rules? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Only 20. Most of the time, people get it like far before 20.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And by already, people, I mean me.
Yeah. That's, it's like already starting the trash talking. You might need 20 questions. I won't. Okay.
I definitely won't.
I hear you. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. So I'm going to think of a entity first. Did I give it away? No, I didn't give it away. Maybe I did. I don't know.
So a thing?
Oh, so I have to. You have to specify that. Yeah.
Yeah. Person, place, or thing.
This is hard.
I have one. Do you want me to start?
No. I have okay. I have what it's in my mind, but I don't know what category it falls
you
under.
Don't know whether it's a person, place, or thing. Okay, I win. On to the next game.
It's a place.
Okay. Is it a building?
Yes.
Is it in the United States?
Yes.
Is it related to any of the conventions?
Yes.
Is it a hotel?
No.
Is it a restaurant?
No.
Are you keeping track of how many questions that's been?
That's four.
Okay. Have I been to this place?
Yes.
Have you been to this place?
Yes.
Is it an airport?
No.
Does it have something to do with traveling?
No.
It's not a hotel, not a restaurant, but it has to do with conventions.
Yes.
Oh,
That was a question. Is it right?
No.
No, you asked.
No, I was repeating it back to myself. I was repeating it back to myself. Is it in Charleston?
Yes.
Is it a home?
Yes.
Is it Robert Jordan's home?
No.
Is it Harriet's home?
No.
Is it the Bee and Blossom?
Yes.
That's amazing. Okay, so if y'all don't know what the Bee and Blossom is, it's the mansion that we stayed at in Charleston for OgierCon last year, and it was fabulous.
It is the Black Aja Mansion.
The Black Aja Mansion.
So that's 12 questions to get to the Black Aja Mansion.
Well, you were easy on me. You didn't make me say Black Aja Mansion exactly. Let me say Bee and Blossom. Yeah.
Well, no. You got it at the 12th or the 13th. 13th would have been perfect.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. We tried.
That was a really good one.
Hey, I mean, thank you for the vote of confidence. Yeah, of course. The lights work. OgierCon fandom. Yeah, of course. That's the place I thought of.
It's a good place. We had a lot of good memories there. Mm-hmm.
All right. What do you got? What do you got?
A person.
Have I met this person?
No. Sorry.
What? What happened?
No, nothing. Sorry. No, you have not met this person.
Are they from the cast or crew?
Yes. Yes. I'm sorry.
Have they been on the dusty wheel?
No.
What's so funny?
I don't know.
Just for everyone listening. No, we're not starting over. I am not making faces or doing anything. This is like, I don't know what's happening here, but that's okay. It happens, you know, when you have had a...
I'm overtired. I've been sick. I'm not getting enough sleep.
Yeah. So,
you can't breathe properly. So... I probably don't have enough oxygen.
You should see a specialist.
A lung specialist?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know any good ones?
I don't know. There's a lot of people out there. You have to be careful. So that's three questions. Did I do three questions? I asked cast and crew, you said yes. I asked, have I met them? You said no. I said, have they been on the dusty wheel? You said no.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Were they on the blue carpet premiere?
No.
Cast and crew, not on the dusty wheel, not on the blue carpet premiere. Oh, that was a bad question. Were they seen on screen in season one?
No.
Have they been seen on the behind the scenes season 2 teaser scene or the sizzle reel or the first look photos?
That's like four questions in the same question.
Have they been seen in any season 2 promotional material?
No.
Have they been seen in any season 3 promotional material?
No.
Okay, so from cast and crew, not in season 1, not seen in any season 2 promotional or season 3 promotional material. Are they a confirmed cast?
No. Your face.
Are they a director of an episode of The Wheel of Time?
No. Is that 9? I think that's 9.
I'm asking really bad questions.
No, you're not. Do good.
Okay, so they're not a director. They have not been seen on screen on season 1. They've not been seen in any promotional material. They're not confirmed cast, but they could still be cast. But that's bad because then you don't really know if they're in the it's just, although maybe that's me saying Watt series is wrong, which is bad because Watt series is always right.
How do you know it's Watt series?
Well, you know, like, well, if it's not Watt series and you think they're cast, like, you could be wrong, which is bad.
Yeah,
yeah,
true.
Yeah. So it's Watt series. okay, so confirm. Are they a crew member?
No.
So they're cast, but not confirmed. I mean, are they on The Expanse?
No.
Okay, all right, okay. That was an easy. I mean, I asked who. There's only one person who I thought. Now I have no idea. Now I'm like venturing into nothingness because I had a couple things in mind and now I don't know. So if they're not in crew and they're not a director for season one, they're not confirmed cast, so they have to be cast. Because I asked if they're cast and crew and you said no to crew. So they're a cast that has not been confirmed by the Wheel of Time on Prime. And it's not Shore, because Shore is on The Expanse.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? I need to go to Watt Series. I can't look it up now because I need to know, right? Has Watt Series written an article about them?
No. Actually, maybe. I don't know.
Do you want to confirm? Actually,
yeah, I'll confirm.
Why didn't you confirm?
I'm going to confirm.
By the way, before we started, we did say we're going to make this easy, and so thank you.
I thought, well, let's keep going, and then I will.
Oh my god.
I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, you shouldn't have said that.
You shouldn't have said, I thought. Hold on, let me at least.
Are you obsessed with this character?
Give me the dignity of fact-checking about Watt series.
No, Watt series has.
No, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm still answering your questions.
I'm telling you Watt series has.
What do you think I'm talking about? Okay, yes. Watt series has written an article about this.
And there's a picture.
Yes.
Yeah.
There is a picture.
Yeah. Wow.
What's your next question?
I feel stupid asking this question because if it's wrong, then it's like bad. Have you sung a parody about them?
Yes.
Do I need to sing this?
Do you need to sing it?
Yeah, because you're like, I'm like, who is, like, who's Steve?
Oh.
Like, there's no Jeopardy.
It's not Jeopardy. yes, it is Steve. And I thought as soon as I said person, I thought you would say Steve.
Oh, really?
And that's why I was cracking up, I think, because you were just taking it so seriously. I was like, okay. That's like the easiest.
They have been on the Dusty Wheel. Oh, not the Dusty Wheel, the Dusty Steve. But they haven't been on. Yeah, you're right.
No, not them.
Yeah, that's true.
They haven't, like, been interviewed. They've been on as a topic.
They've been on as a topic, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Good.
Should we do one more each?
Do you have one ready?
I can think of one. Do you have one?
No, I don't. I have to think of one. I do have one.
Okay.
It's a place.
Is it a building?
No.
Is it a location? Like an actual location, or is it like an abstract place? Like a real place or an abstract place?
Ask one question.
Is it an actual place I can go to physically?
Yes.
Is it in the United States?
Yes.
Have I been there?
Yes.
Does it have to do with any of the conventions?
Yes.
Does it have to do with JordanCon?
Yes.
Is it outside?
Yes.
Is it the picnic tables?
Yes.
Ah, Picnic Table Con.
Yes, Picnic Table Con from JordanCon 2022. And a few of our guests have been, were there at what I would think is, again, you know, there's so many origin points of the Light's work, but that was definitely a, at least in my head, something that we do with pretty much every guest, right? We ask them, so when did you pick up the books? And that's kind of what that was. A very special time. And I'm trying to think, Lauren was there. Rajesh was there.
Alyssa.
No, I'm just thinking, like, people who've
guessed. Oh, people who've been
who've
on.
Already, who've already show. Guessed it.
Yeah,
So, yeah. So people, I think we've talked about it enough so everyone listening knows what we're talking about. But yeah, it was just basically a group of us kind of just organically went outside on the Saturday night at JordanCon 2022 and sat down outside this very lovely area outside the hotel, kind of in the backyard or back space, back area. A lot of trees, not a waterfall, but like a fountain type area. So it's a very scenic. And we just sat down, and I was like, so let's go around the table and, be like, when did you start reading the books? Tell us your story of how you came to, I guess, be at JordanCon because you started reading these books, and it was special.
Yeah, it was really special.
Okay, what do you got? For the record, I think I'm winning, but okay.
No, you had like 13 questions you for to guess yours, and I had what, like,
12.
oh, 12, and then just now, how many did I have? Not many.
Oh yeah, I didn't even. Yeah, I didn't even count. Maybe
Okay.
eight, seven.
Seven.
Okay,
Seven. Let's go with seven. Okay.
sure. Eight. Okay.
Okay. I didn't really have one ready.
Is it Steve?
No. No, it's not Steve.
Is it Brian?
I didn't say it was a
I'm
person.
just. I'm just.
Wait, which Brian? The cast Brian or Brian the Gleeman?
There's only one Brian.
We'll let you guys decide which Brian it is.
That's good.
It is a thing.
Is it a physical thing? Is
Yes.
that like, I don't know. I don't know what
Yes.
okay. Is that how, should I have asked that question? Because it could have, could it
Because
have
it could
been
have
an
been.
abstract thing?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Good. Okay.
Yeah. Does it, do you, I'm going to count that as a question. That was
Yeah,
your
no,
second
yeah, that's
question.
that's what I no, oh,
Okay.
no, not the second
No,
question. That was just one question. 'Cause I wanted to know
you asked a
the
question,
pre
then you asked a question about your question.
No, I wanted to know the premise of like what the thing could be in this game.
Okay.
That's what I wanted
Right.
to know. Yeah,
I
okay.
know.
Yeah, okay. Is it a thing I have seen or held?
Yes. Wait, ask one question. You can't say seen or held. Just pick one.
Seen and held. If I've held it. Held.
Have you held it? Yes.
Have I held it? Yes. I have held this thing.
Yes.
That wasn't a question. Is there only one of its kind?
No.
Is it related to the lights work?
Yes. Everything is related to the lights work.
Wait, no. I don't like. Okay. I mean, yes. I mean, you have to be careful how this might what this might lead me down. So yes.
Not directly related to the lights work.
So no.
So no, yeah.
Okay.
It makes me sad to say no though, because it
Okay.
is kind of.
All right. It's a thing that I've held. There's many of it, but it's not directly related to the lights work. Okay. Is it something that I use? That's the question.
That you use. These are hard questions. No. I guess no.
I hold it, but I don't use it. Okay.
Well, I don't know what you mean by when you say, is it something I use? I interpret that as like
Does it have a purpose that it's used
something.
for? Like a mug I would drink out
Okay,
of.
because to me, I hear, do I use this? Like, I use this regularly, is what I hear.
No, is it something
But
that
you're
can be
asking,
used? Does it
can you
have
use it?
a
Does it have a
purpose?
purpose?
Yes.
Yes, it has a purpose.
Oh, I think I got two out of one there.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. 'Cause you said no first. So I don't use it, but it
You got a
has a
freebie.
purpose. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay. Do I have more than one of these things?
Yes.
I have more than one of them. It's a thing from the fandom, not directly related to the lights work. And I've held it. I have many of them. Okay. It's a physical thing. And I don't use it personally, but it has a purpose.
Ask more questions.
I know. I just don't know like how I don't know how to play this game, clearly.
Okay, you don't use it, but you should ask another question related to
You're like, this is the question you need to ask. No, wait. So I don't use it, but it has a purpose. But I have to ask another question out of this?
Yeah, because I think you're getting tripped up on that you don't use it, and that like that's a bad question. That's a really bad question.
Have I looked at it today?
I don't know. Yes, probably. No. This shouldn't be this hard. You need to ask more questions about the thing itself. You're asking, like...
About me.
It's just so interesting. It's, yeah, you're asking, like abstract questions about you related to the thing and not the thing.
Hey, sorry. Welcome to my mind.
Yeah, this is fascinating.
I look for connections. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a connection with the capital C for all the Cosmere fans out there. Is it a small thing or a big thing? Is it small?
It's small.
Small. Small. Okay.
Small.
Small. Small.
Wait, that wasn't a yes or no question.
No, no, shit. But I was going to ask, I was going to change it to, is it a small thing?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, it is small.
Did I buy it?
Yes.
So I bought a small thing that's not related to the light sword, but it's from the fandom. What?
Ask questions.
I am.
You're asking things I can't answer.
No, I didn't ask anything you can't answer, other than the fact that if I've used it or something.
Okay, keep asking.
Okay, just looking around now, you know. Is it from, like, this year?
Yeah, no. Not 2023, no.
So it's from 2022 that I bought. Interesting. Do most fans have this thing?
Yes.
Most fans have this. There's something about the use thing that's tripping me up, I guess.
Yeah, I think you need to ignore that question.
Yeah, I think so too. Because all right.
I stopped keeping track of how many questions that was. I'm going to say it was like 15.
No, it's more like 12.
Okay, let's go with 12.
Is it related to the show?
The TV show? No.
Is it related to the books?
Yes.
The question I want to ask is, like, do I like it?
No, bad question.
I know. And I have many of these. That's the one that's tripping.
You asked, do I have more than one?
Yes. Oh, okay.
And I said yes.
So I have more than one. So I could only have like two.
Two, you might have many, but you shouldn't get stuck on many because that wasn't the question you
asked. Yeah, I know. But it's like plural, more than one.
You have more than one.
I have more than one. Is it related to a content creator?
No.
Did I ask if it's related to books? To the books?
You did, and so I said yes.
Yeah. So it's related to the books, not to the show, not to the fandom in terms of content creation. Okay. I don't know. And it's not the light's work, so that's... Yeah, and it's small, so it's not like a book. It can't be a book. Yeah, it's not a book. If it's a book, that'd be weird. You're like, I can't answer.
Is this a question?
No. No, I'm just talking to myself. I'm like... No, it's not Origins. It can't be Origins. No.
Ask a question.
Oh, it has to be Origins, because now you said not many, but more than one. And most fans would have it. And it's not 2023. Did I use it? People don't use it. You've read it. So did you use it? Huh, interesting. Is it a book?
Yes, it's a book. I thought that would be like your first question.
I know. But I thought you wouldn't make it that, like, easy. Is it Origins?
So you wanted easy questions, and I've made them so easy that they're hard.
Yes. Is it Origins?
Yes, it's Origins.
That's good.
Do you use it? Like, no, you don't, like, use it. You did. I read it.
Yes.
But you don't.
Right. Yeah, no, you're right.
Like, that was so hard to answer.
Yes, no, the answer is no. You don't use it. Yeah. The companion, yes, you use it. Mm. Origins,
okay.
I would use it. Huh, maybe I do use it as, you know,
yeah, that's,
background for, you know, like,
well, it's on doing your screen a show. Right now.
I know.
You should have asked, is it on my screen right now?
I was going to. And I was like, no, you didn't choose a book. I don't know why that kept. I was like, you didn't choose Origins, like no.
Wow, okay.
It is the light's work.
This
though.
is very enlightening. Yeah, everything's the light's work, and it
like, this is
literally
it is literally
that book is
the light's work.
Yeah. So again,
Yeah.
Tough questions to answer. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of the companion, that's our next game.
And speaking of, so everyone out there, why don't you, so what did you choose? What are the two things? Steve. Okay, Steve is good. I like Steve. That was good. Mm-hmm. Origin's sake, I guess. Yeah, that's good. No. You did. You played this well. Thank you. Yeah.
So have I won this game?
No, I still think my two things, places that I chose were good choices of things to have chosen.
Yes. If the criteria for winning the game were pick the best things, you would have won.
So I won. Okay.
The criteria is guessing the things in the least amount of questions. I definitely won.
Okay. All right. Cool. Awesome. That was fun. No, that was fun. It was Steve. I mean, Steve. How could I not like think of Steve? Again, it's like how I play the game, I think.
Yeah. Your mind... This is interesting because we're very similar in a lot of ways, but your mind works differently with this kind of thing.
Yeah. No, it's... yeah. And you know, it's more of like, you know, how I approach it. It's totally different than how you approached it. You were mm-hmm. very methodical. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's how I think people play Wordle too, I think. It's interesting. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So are you bad at Wordle?
I think I am. I don't enjoy it, so I didn't really play much of it, but I like did not enjoy it. I was like, this is dumb. Like why like this, there's no information given. Like I mm-hmm. I have no investment in this.
Mm.
Yeah. So I usually would be like, I don't really care. So yeah, you said speaking about the companion. Yeah.
Yeah. So would you like me to explain this game as well?
Well, no, this one you came up with. So yes, you should explain this.
Okay. So I should explain the ones you came up with and the ones I came up with. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
So this game, we both have our copies of the Wheel of Time Companion in front of us. And we are going to flip to a random page without really looking.
Totally random.
Yeah, I should probably stop like flipping the book around while I'm talking because it's going to get... I make so much noise. Sorry, everyone, for all of my mic bonks. Mm-hmm. So we're going to flip to a random page without looking and then put our finger on a word. And we will read that word and see if the other person has any idea what it is. And okay. That's the game.
That's the game. Nice. I like it.
And we already tried a round before we started recording. And we both put our fingers on like the most random person's name. And we had no idea. Yep. Like one of the 2,000 characters, basically.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. Let's do it.
All right. I'll go first. Mara Anan.
How do you spell the last name?
So it's MARAHANAN.
Satel Anan's daughter.
Yes.
Yes!
Okay, let me read. Let me read.
Okay, yeah. I don't know anything else about her other than that.
Listen, Mara was a little taller than her mother and had hazel eyes that were even larger than her mother's. She was pleasingly plump and did not like Matt. She resented the fact that her younger sister, Freyel, married before her. She was about 19 years old when Matt stayed at her mother's inn.
Fascinating. Mara hates Matt.
Mara hates Matt. Your turn.
Captain General.
I wonder what Captain General means. This is interesting. Captain General has a lot of different things. So there's, I think this is what? Why are you like shaking your head? I don't know what this is. Is this like a rank in Band of the Red Hand?
No, I'm shaking my head because you're so smart. Just like stop it. Stop being so smart.
Is that what it is?
Well, you're like, oh, it can be many different things. Yeah. There's literally four different definitions here.
Yeah. So it's I think it's a rank in the Band of the Red Hand, right?
Yes, that's number four.
Okay. Obviously, I know that because that's, you know, more important to me. Was it Captain General? Did you say Captain mm-hmm. General? Okay.
Captain General.
Yeah. The great captains were also called Captain General, were they? Were they not? They were just called the captain. I mean, they were generals. All five of them were generals.
They were just called the Great Captains.
Yeah, but they were also generals, so it's like a little.
Yeah.
Is this a Seanchan rank too? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a Seanchan rank. Yeah. Ilion? I'm thinking Ilion for some reason. Yeah, but I don't think I know. I probably don't know the others too much. Oh, I'm trying to think if Bryn, as part of the, was he a captain general of the separatist Aes Sedai? No.
Nope.
No, it's not that. Okay. Yeah, no. I'm just guessing now.
It's funny. The two that you knew were the ones I wouldn't have gotten, but the two that I knew, you didn't get.
Okay.
So definition number one, it's the name for the head of the Green Aja.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't know those that well. Yeah.
Number two, you were close with Gareth Bryn. It's the head of the Queen's Guards in Caemlyn.
Okay, so
Brigitta was the captain general.
Right, right. So I think that's what where I thought of Bryn.
Yeah.
But I was in the wrong. Yeah, I was in the wrong place with Bryn. Yeah. I'm trying to think who is the captain general that I'm thinking of in the Band of the Red Hand.
It doesn't say. They gave a lot of information about the other three definitions, but I'm trying to think
if Talmanis was captain general.
I don't know. Do you know what you could do? You could look him up in the Wheel of Time Companion.
I wish I could like reach for it right now. Talmanis Delvinde was lieutenant general. Yeah, I should know that. Yeah, of course. Mm. Lieutenant general, I mean, in the song, in the parody. That's right there.
So who was captain general then? Matt?
Nilissian, maybe?
Yes, all it says is that it's a rank in the Band of the Red Hand. It doesn't say what rank or who held it.
Oh, well. There you go.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Thank you. Okay, my turn.
Okay.
Kara Defane.
Wait, you literally had a Mara and now you have a Tara?
Kara. K-A-R-A.
Oh, Kara.
Kara. It says K-A-R-A-N-D-E-F-A-N-E. Kara Defane. Defani. Define.
An Aes Sedai of the White Aja.
No. This is a wise woman in a fishing village near Toman Head. I can't believe you don't know this. She's taken by the Seanchan and made Damani. In her late 40s, she looked to be in her 20s. She was of moderate strength. So she was used by the Seanchan, then handed over to Elaine by Taim. And then she would really like the collar off. She didn't want to harm the Suldam. She had some degree of Stockholm Syndrome. Elaine and the others did not fully trust her.
Yeah, yeah.
They were afraid that she would obey a Suldam who ordered her to help and escape. Oh, interesting. Cool.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah, I do remember. I remember that character. I just don't remember.
You remember that kind of conflict of.
Yes.
I don't trust.
Yeah, yeah.
This person. Yeah. Yeah.
More so the Kara Defane. Like, yeah. The Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I mean.
Really
that conflict.
Interesting to me.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So Kara, we get you.
Kara, and Mara.
Kara and Mara.
Two very different people.
Yeah. Yeah. Matt would not like Kara, too.
So you got two rhyming names. I got two ranks. So now we have Master of the Blades.
Master of the Blades. Master of the Blades. I don't think I know this.
Take a guess.
I mean, my initial thought went to Warder. But I don't think that's what it is. But that would be it's something from the Warders. But if it's not, it is a Shinairan person of mastery who teaches the blades.
No, both are wrong. It is a seafolk officer appointed by the mistress of the ships, security of all seafolk.
Okay. Is it like a, it's like of a ship or like of like the whole Atha and Mir?
Though the mass, I think it's all Athian Mir, and frequently the husband of the mistress of the ships, but not always.
Okay. All right. Me? Okay, me. All right. Harilyn. H-A-R-I-L-I-N.
That's it? There's no last name?
Harilyn.
Just Harilyn?
Harilyn.
So Robert Jordan was like, it was like 3 a.m. and he's sitting in his office and he's like, Carolyn, Marilyn, how about Harilyn?
Yep.
Because he needed a name for an Aes Sedai of the Grey Aja.
Okay. So Harilyn is a woman of the Iron Mountain Sept of the Tarradat Aiel and Far Dariz Mai.
Oh, God.
She was about Rand's age, lanky and redheaded, obviously. In Kyrian, she guarded Rand's door at the royal palace as one of the 50 maidens acting as his guard of honor. She went to him, to Lord Algarin's manor in Tyr, and then fought there.
I have so much toe.
Harilyn of the Iron Mountain Sept of the Tarradat Aiel.
Far Dariz Mai. I'm sorry, Harilyn.
Maiden of the Spear. All right.
All right. Last one. This is like not a funny one. You tell me if I should pick a different one. Ebu Dari Guilds.
No.
Yeah, it's not fun.
It's not fun. I mean, it's just they have these guilds and they like, you know, have
yeah, it's not like
different like, you know, trades or whatever. And yeah.
Yes. It's just boring. That's not a funny one. Sianna. S-E-A-N-A.
S-E-A-N-A?
S-S-E-A-N-A. Sianna. No last name.
I think this is an Aiel. An Aiel who died.
Wow.
This is an Aiel who died.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Did you actually know that or you just guessed it?
No, I kind of... And I may have looked at some S names recently. Yeah. And nothing, like, actually, I don't remember it, but, like, maybe I remember this. I don't know. I don't actually remember it. I don't actually know.
No, you're right. It's a wise one of the Black Cliff Sept of the Nakai Aiel. She had gray-streaked dark hair and bluish-gray eyes.
Did she fight at Dumai's Wells?
Let me finish. A dreamwalker who could not channel, she was killed by a Drakkar in the attack on Cold Rock's Hold.
There was a Drakkar attack on Cold Rock's Hold?
Yeah, you remember that? When Avienda, like...
Oh, is this almost... when when Nynaeve was... No.
No, there was like it was.
This is not Matt and.
No, it was like Rand and Avienda, and like Avienda channeled and burned a Drakkar or something, or like she was being, like under
I
one
swear
spell
I read
and
these
Rand
books.
Channeled or something. Yeah.
I swear.
I don't think you did. I don't think you did.
Is this the Fires of Heaven? No, it has to be. It has to be before. Yeah.
It's from your most hated book, The Shadow Rising.
Yeah, I've never read that one. I actually skipped that one. I read one chapter. And that
you know
book.
It's Omar's favorite book.
It's Omar's favorite book? Omar, don't hate me. Alright, let's do one more. One more?
One more? Okay. Fine.
Luke Mantir.
This is so hard. This is really, really hard. This is Tigraine's brother who disappeared and became one with Lan's cousin, Isam, and they became Slayer in the World of Dreams.
Why did he disappear?
That I don't remember. Was he looking for Tigraine after she left because of the prophecy?
No, so this was actually part of the foretelling. Guitar Moroso had a foretelling that the outcome of the last battle depended on his going to the Blight, and he went to the Blight, and he disappeared in the Blight. So that's interesting, so right? So what, like in the Blight, what happened was the Dark One made him into that hybrid, whatever, Slayer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he did come back as Luke, Lord Luke at the Two Rivers, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
All right. Our last game is
you have to do another one too.
I thought you meant just like one more.
No.
I didn't think you meant one more round.
One more of each. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right. You all really need to play this game because this is just hilarious. This is Arilyn Dulayne. So A-R-I-L-Y-N, and then the last name is D-H-U-L-A-I-N-E.
So this is a loyalist white Aja Aes Sedai. That's it. That's all I got.
Well, she was Aes Sedai adjacent, I guess. A Kyrianan noblewoman who was part of the Grey Aja's Eyes and Ears Network.
Okay.
And then it goes into a lot of detail about her rank of nobility. Tom performed for a party of hers the night after he met Rand and Kyrian. Her mansion.
She might be in season
she
two.
Owned, yes, and she owned a Black Aja mansion. She owned the one that was used by Corrin and the embassy sent by Elida. Well, I guess not all of them were Black Aja. Rand and Min were held there for a time.
Corrin. Of course I know who that is.
Corrin, yeah. Good old Corrin. Yeah. C-O-I-R-E-N. You don't know Corrin?
By the way, full spoilers.
Yeah, full spoilers, I guess.
Yeah. Cool. Cool.
Okay.
Cool game.
Cool game. That was pretty good. Okay. So this last game is based on a segment from Jimmy Kimmel's late night show called Celebrities Read Mean Tweets. And so in that version of this game, it's not really a game, he has celebrities read tweets about themselves that are mean. You know, like Pedro Pascal sucks. Wow, that was really hard to say.
Ewan McGregor is not the best Obi-Wan.
Wow.
He's the only Obi-Wan.
That's not a mean tweet. It doesn't count.
No, I just added that.
Oh, okay.
It was a mean tweet.
To make yourself feel better about saying the mean thing.
Yeah, exactly.
We are going to instead read each other's tweets meanly. So we're going to find some old tweets from one another before the lights work, before we really got super involved in the fandom, before we met. And we're going to make fun of each other for our tweets.
So I'm going to go first. So this is from December 24, 2021. And this is a picture. There's two pictures. One is of Lady Amelisa. So the one is Lady Amelisa and Lord Aggomar. And the other is Rand. And the one with the two is saying, the cap cannot hold. And the other one is Rand with his woolen shirt. And it says gap. So it's like, you know, a gap woolen shirt. And it says, on my way. And you say, the caption is, we all know how it should have happened. Hashtag what finale. Hashtag what show spoilers. So do you hate the finale? Is that what this is? Is that what you're doing right here? Are you hating on episode 8? Because, you know, there's this episode 8 crew that likes to, like, you know, defend it.
Are you on the episode 8 crew?
No, I'm not. It's like Maury and Kevin I don't think this is what you're doing here. But this,
so is this how you're being mean? You're trying to get me in trouble with them? Yeah, okay, I see.
That was my angle, but like, I don't see that's what you're doing here, though.
No, I actually liked episode 8 in particular. I liked parts of episode 8. I loved Rand Moraine and the Dark One at the Eye of the World. It was
full spoilers, so Shalmael.
Yeah, I didn't want to. Yeah, okay, Shalmael.
Ilan Morin Tedrinai. Morin. Body swap.
Egwene. So I loved that part. I thought that was perfect in so many ways. I did not like the Battle of Tarwyn's Gap. And I know that there were some problems.
What battle? Oh, there's a battle? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, some. So, yeah, I mean, of course, there was
get it. Can you explain this to me? I actually don't get it. This is me being mean now. Not mean, but I actually don't get it. You said, so they're saying the gap cannot hold. And Rand is the gap. And he's saying, I'm on my way. I don't understand. If the gap cannot hold, what can't
Rand can hold. Rand can hold.
But Rand is the gap.
No, he's wearing a gap sweater.
So he is the gap.
No, he's not the Gap. He's wearing a sweater by the Gap, the store.
That means if he holds it, then the Gap holds it.
Yeah, no, he should have come and saved the day. That's what should have happened.
Oh, the Gap cannot hold because he's busy.
Right, yes, right. Yeah, in the show, he didn't come and, you know, have his moment. He should have.
And you're saying, on my way. Oh.
Like, he's on his way. Yeah. Also, I just thought it was funny how many times Amelisa says the Gap cannot hold, because I think she says it like 5 times.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Nice. All right.
Okay, so that was really mean because you like broke down my meme that I was very proud of until it like wasn't funny anymore. So no. Thanks for doing that. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So I am not prepared. When did you pick that out?
I am very prepared about everything, so I'm not going to answer that. Yeah.
You're not going to answer that?
No.
Okay.
I already have a next one, so.
Wow.
I'm clearly winning at this game, by the way. All right, so what do you have for me?
So I found one that's a reply, and unfortunately the original tweet was deleted, so I don't know what you were replying to.
Mm.
This is from March 21st, 2022. It says, OOC, did you read Mistborn, The Secret History, after you finished Bands of Mourning? Elantris ends well, I think, but Mistborn is just better written, I think, and has a more engaging magic system. So first of all, OOC, out of character? Did you have a character account?
I don't think I know what OOC means in this tweet, is what I'm guessing.
I mean, does OOC stand for something else? I'm just not thinking of it.
No,
but
I don't know.
Or maybe you just thought you knew what it meant, but...
Out of curiosity.
Out of curiosity. Oh, interesting.
Because I also like put a comma after it. Because if it was out of character, okay. I would have like put a colon or something maybe.
Colon. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. So you didn't have a character account, but clearly back then you were still talking about the Cosmere all the time.
I don't know. Yeah. Someone was talking about Elantris probably, or maybe the Cosmere. I don't know. Yeah.
We will never know.
You'll never know. But the Secret History is my favorite Cosmere book.
Okay. You also wrote the phrase, I think, twice in the same sentence. So I'm just going to pick on your writing here. Elantris ends well, I think, but Mistborn is just better written, I think. Do you think?
I do think a lot. I do think a lot, yeah. Your next is from December 23rd, 2021. This is a picture. It's a meme. That I don't get. So why don't you explain this to me?
Another meme that you don't get.
But this is of, I'm forgetting, what's Sarah Connor's son's name?
Oh, John Connor.
John Connor, obviously John Connor. This is Arnold Schwarzenegger from Terminator 2. He's on the payphone with young John Connor listening in. And the caption you've put is, what did we carve on the tree? ? And what you wrote in the tweet is, Egwene totally passed the Terminator 2 test. And I think he's asking like the dog's name or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, is it the dog or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. yeah. So what? Like when did, who carved what or what?
So you don't get this. Okay. Is that the mean? That's what you're going to be mean about—the fact that you don't get it? Because I feel like that's more a reflection on you than me.
No, no. Well, no. Like I think you're talking about maybe episode 8.
I am. Yeah.
And you're talking about maybe Rand trying to figure out if this is the real Egwene.
Yes.
In the dream.
Yes.
And but I don't remember like.
That's what he asks her in the episode.
Oh.
He asks, what did we carve on the tree?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what did she carve on the tree?
I actually don't remember.
You don't remember what they carved in the tree?
No. Do you? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. I don't remember much of episode 8, yeah.
The joke is that John Connor and the Terminator are trying to figure out if it's really John's parents that they're talking to. And it's not, because the Terminator has killed them and then, like, impersonated them.
Wait, and... Sarah Connor's not dead. Is she dead? No, she's not dead.
No, his adoptive parents or whatever. Okay, okay. Sarah Connor was not in the... She was in, the institution at this point. So, yeah. So, they're both... The adoptive parents are both dead, and he's impersonating them. And he's like, oh, come home, you know, whatever. And Arnold, who's now a good Terminator, is suspicious. And he's like, oh, you know, what's... You know, I think he says, like, oh, is Wolfie okay? But Wolfie is not, like, the name of the dog. And then so, the mom is like...
Oh, but Arnold... Did John tell him to ask that?
I think Arnold turns to John and says, what's your dog's name? And he says the name. And then he asks a different name. Is Wolfie okay? Yeah. And then the parents are like, yeah, Wolfie's fine. And he's like, your parents are dead.
Okay, so is Wolfie okay is, like... Rand, like,
what did we carve on the tree? Yeah.
Do you love Perrin? Is Wolfie? No?
Okay. No. Okay. It's just, I don't know. I thought it was funny at the time, but apparently it sucks.
I'm going to retweet it today.
just because, with like no context?
No, I just retweeted it.
You literally just retweeted
it? I just retweeted it. This is what happened.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right, go ahead. You're next.
Okay. Okay, here we go. I was waiting for one that like made me laugh a lot. Okay. So, on December 21st, 2021, the Wheel of Time account had a giveaway. And you had to respond to the tweet to enter the giveaway. It was a giveaway for a Wheel of Time tankard, which to me looks like a stein. I would not call that a tankard, but I guess it's a tankard. I think Nablus might have one of these. It's like really nice, I think, silvery,
this is the one, it's the one they
stainless
gave away.
Steel.
Yeah.
And it says, reply to this tweet and tell us what you're most excited to see using hashtag giveaway to be entered for a chance to win the Wheel of Time tankard. So you respond... like a big dork, hashtag giveaway. Really want to see hashtag Rand channel.
The time when they had the thing, the emojis?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really want to see hashtag Rand channel and have a super. And then you spell Sidene wrong.
It's not Sidene. It's from Dragon Ball Super Saiyan.
Oh, I thought you were saying like a Super Sidene. No,
this is like Nynaeve's Super Saiyan thing.
So
you can't even be mean.
No,
you're
I can bad at being mean. Because this tweet is so nerdy that I didn't even understand it. Like, how many people are going to understand that? How many
like,
people
like watch? Everyone? I don't even watch
everyone.
I haven't watched Dragon Ball Z, and even I know it. Like, what? Everyone knows. It's like, oh, what did Nynaeve do in episode 4? She went supernova. No, she did Super Saiyan. Like, that's what Super Saiyan. Like, that's like everyone knows.
What does that mean? I don't know what Super Saiyan means.
You don't know? Oh, my God. What rock do you live under? Or whatever that is.
Wheel of Time fandom rock?
Yeah. It's this. I mean, just Google it and you'll know.
Okay. I will do that.
Like
at
now.
Time.
No. Now. You need to do this
now.
Yeah. It's the guy with the yellow, like, pointy hair, and he's, like, has fire around him.
Oh!
This is not my final form. You know, this is
I've seen that, but, like, I didn't know what it was called.
Yeah. And that's, like, you know, like, there's, like, different levels to it, and then you get, like, to the strongest, and that's where the, you know, this is...
It would have been helpful, you know, if you had put, like, a picture or a GIF of this, because then people would understand it more.
Well, people as in you, sure.
I probably still would have thought it was a typo. Anyway.
So can you complete reading it? Yeah.
Yes. So you want Rand to channel and have a Super Saiyan moment resulting in pure destruction of the Shadow Span army. Yes, we got one typo at least.
Wait, what should it be?
Shadow Spawn.
Oh, there's a W missing.
With a W?
Yeah.
Parentheses, ANSI may be a Forsaken or two, the number two, two, T-O-O, smiley face emoji, close parentheses.
So wait, are you just picking on my, like, t- typos and grammar? Is this what this is?
Typos, grammar, and just like dorky entering the giveaway. Like, this is what I want to see. But also, you wanted to see Rand on his way to the gap. That's what you wanted.
I wanted him to hold the gap.
You wanted him to hold the gap.
I wanted him to be the gap. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is from November 25th, 2021. There's a picture that's trending. It's hashtag the 9 kittens of Christmas. The Hallmark Channel has viewers already looking forward to December festivities as they premiere the 9 kittens of Christmas movie. And then you say, what do, in all caps, what do the kittens have that hashtag Nynaeve doesn't? Question mark, exclamation point. I mean, it's like Christmas and like people want to watch kittens on Christmas. Is this you being like, watch The Wheel of Time instead? Is that what you were doing?
No, I think people were trying to get Nynaeve trending that day. I think that was after episode 4 had aired and people wanted hashtag Nynaeve to be trending. Mm. And I noticed that the 9 kittens of Christmas was trending, number 14. And I was mad because I felt Nynaeve deserved to get more attention than the 9 kittens of Christmas. I mean, I love kittens and I'm sure like any other time I would have been all for that hashtag, but in that moment,
so we Nynaeve, were all trying to get Nynaeve is greater than Christmas is greater than kittens.
On that particular day, yes.
Yeah, okay.
But not always.
Okay.
Depends on the day. But like, you know, Raging Sun. That was Raging Sun.
That was Raging Sun. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, good.
Okay, so my next one is not going to be a mean one. I'm really bad at being mean, actually, so I will gladly like forfeit this game because I really wanted to mention this one because it's very funny. So this is from December 15th, 2022, and it is a response to a tweet from Moradin on December 14th, 2022. And this was right after Henry Cavill said that he was not going to be coming back to The Witcher. And Maury writes, so Henry Cavill is free to play Cooladin, eyes emoji. And your response is, I don't think he has the head for that role, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
So funny.
I'm so funny. It's so good. So funny. So good. So good.
I feel like, okay, I am going to be mean. I feel like everybody makes that joke, though, whenever Cooladin's mentioned. Somebody does, like, a head pun.
It's usually, like, you know, not good.
But you think yours is good.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, like, it's, like, perfect, right?
Well, like the Cooladin. Mad Monk didn't like it. The Mad Monk, GregLynn9418. Replied, you should sit in the corner and think about what you've done.
Yeah, like, how, it's so good. The Mad Monk is mad. They don't want to be, like, happy and laughing.
Okay, I see. Tim Althor liked it. He put a laughing emoji.
Yeah. Tim Althor gets me.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, okay. Let me see. I have two more of yours. The first one, you need some explaining to do.
I feel like all of them so far you need me to explain.
Well, no. This is actual explaining.
Actual explaining. Okay.
This is, you've shared 3 pictures of Barney Harris as Matt Cawthon.
Okay.
And all you wrote, this is from November 20th, 2021. All you've written is H-E. Hashtag The Wheel of Time. Hashtag Matt. Hashtag all text included. So all you've done is put pictures of Matt and said he. Can you explain yourself?
Yes. I do feel like my tweets are way more like make fun of-able because of stuff like this. Yeah, it's just one of those things.
It's okay to accept that Matt is your favorite character. It's fine. It's okay. It's fine.
Barney's Matt was wonderful.
So if Barney's Matt is wonderful, Donald's Matt is going to be your favorite character ever.
Oh yeah, I am already prepared to completely become a show mat fan.
A show mat fan. Okay.
Show mat fan.
Show mat fan. Okay.
I will have show mat bias.
Okay.
Yeah, this is just one of those things like on Twitter where you do something really shorthand to express something. Like, so when you write he, yeah, so he means like just him. Like, that's all I need to say. Like, he's just amazing, or like he's in my thoughts.
Yeah,
or,
it was the day after the first three episodes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I was, yeah, I think the first three episodes I was
especially episode really three,
impressed
right?
with him. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, where are the girls, right?
Where are the... Was that episode three? No, that was episode one.
Yeah, I'm just
episode
saying.
Episode one. Yeah, no. Where are the girls? I mean, the pictures that I have here is one of him strolling through the two rivers, just looking, you know, very attractive. And then I've got him with his sisters lighting lanterns on the river, which is, I think, still, like, one of my favorite shots of all time from season one, of them putting the lanterns on the river. It's just really pretty, and the colors are pretty. And it's him with his sisters is so cute. And then the third one is him, like, laying on the ground, you know, being kind of bummed out. On the way to Shadar-Lugoth. Yeah, on the way to Shadar-Lugoth.
I get it. I just, like, I want you to accept Matt.
Oh, is that what your ulterior motive was here? You wanted me to admit how much I love Matt?
Yeah.
I love show Matt. Okay, so I have just one last one from you. And again, it's not really a mean one. So this is from... Okay, so I picked this one just because of the lights work sentimentality reasons. This is as I was scrolling through, like, looking for dumb tweets, and I just found this one, which is from September 23rd, 2022. And it's a quote tweet of Michael Livingston saying, "Book signing alert. I reckon someone else could make a much better advertisement than I can, but the important bits are all here. Me, Harriet, Maria, Charleston, be here. Hashtag Twitter of Time, hashtag Wheel of Time." And there's a photo of the cover of, a variation of the cover of Origins of the Wheel of Time. It says a book signing, November 8th, 2022. Your quote tweet says, "Twitter of Time, who wants to go to Charleston with me?" And that was the start of OgierCon.
Yeah. Do you remember your reply to that?
I think I said something about, like, I mean, it was something to the effect of, "I'm in." Or "I'm getting my ticket right now" or something. Oh, "See you at the airport, LOL."
Yeah.
I did.
Yes.
I did see you at the airport.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fun. Yes. Yeah. That, when was this? September 23rd? No, this is after the lights work.
I feel like this was kind of concurrent with it. I'm not sure. I'd have to look back, but...
Yeah.
It was... The Lights Work podcast and OgierCon evolved, like, together around the same time. So I don't know which one came before.
Yes. So this is just funny, I think. But I think I can make something out of it. Let's see. This is December 5th, 2021. This is interesting. Because you've maybe photoshopped this to some degree. I don't know. But this is a picture that you put up there. It shows your tweet. So it shows Bane and Chiad. And it shows boyfriend material, hashtag the Wheel of Time. And it shows the bird trolloc. So that's your tweet.
Bird boy.
Bird boy. And then... So that's framed, as in that's within the center of this picture. But just above it, it shows that this is, what it shows is that this is a picture shown on BuzzFeed.com. Mm-hmm. And it says, "Truly handsome."
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it's featuring what's truly Hampson, it's boyfriend material, but and then you've posted this picture and you say, look, Mom, I'm on BuzzFeed. Maybe I don't know how BuzzFeed works, but did you like Photoshop a BuzzFeed article?
Wow. You think I faked being on BuzzFeed?
I don't know what BuzzFeed.
So little of me that you think I wouldn't, my tweets would not make it to BuzzFeed? Is that what you're saying?
This just shows that I don't know what BuzzFeed is, but from what I think I know what BuzzFeed is, yes, I don't think you could make it to BuzzFeed.
So if you scroll down, you'll see the original tweet that I quote retweeted is from Victoria Lightning and says, what? Some of you are in this BuzzFeed article. Oh. And if you click on the article, you will see the BuzzFeed article and you will see that I am indeed. It's called Fan Reactions to the Wheel of Time That Are Spot On. And mine is there, listed among a lot of our other friends. Black Tower News, Maiden of the Spear, Lesbian Nerdy, Brooklyn, Rosamund Pikelet.
Dane.
Is Dane in there? Yeah, nice. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dane.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, look, Mom, I'm on BuzzFeed.
Yeah, you are. You are. Yeah. Cool. Well, that was fun. You know, three different games that we kind of just came up with, you know, and had our own Lightsword variation to them. That was fun.
Didn't just come up with them like an hour ago.
Yeah. And I feel like I'm going to need to do a lot of editing on this, but yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Let's talk about Wheel of Time in the Wild. So we had Nick, who is your brother-in-law, first-time reader, who just finished reading the books. And we have some updates from our episode from last week that we had so much fun recording, and it's now out there. So what do you have?
Yeah, so Nick has now finished New Spring. He texted me about it to tell me that he had finished, and his caption to his photo of his Kindle, which is what he always sends me after every book. It didn't hit me till just now, but I feel very sentimental about this.
You need
every
to.
Time he Every time he finished a book, he would send me a photo of his Kindle. So not like a screenshot from his Kindle, like actual photo from his phone of his Kindle, which is always very shiny. I can always see the reflection of his phone in it. So he sent me the screenshot of that, of the last page of the book. And his caption was, "And so ends the Wheel of Time journey for this time. Let the agonizing begin." But then within 15 minutes, he told me he decided to go with The Shadow of What Was Lost by James Islington. Have you heard of that one?
Yeah, I have, because it shows up on my Audible front page a lot. I mean, that is a brilliant title for a book, right? The Shadow of What Was Lost. And if you've seen the book cover, it's a pretty cool looking book cover. This is a book that was narrated by Michael Kramer. So,
Then it has to be good.
Right, exactly. So, it always shows up. I think someone told me once that they had read this or recommended it. It's, I think, part of a trilogy of books. I think it's a trilogy. So if Michael Kramer read it, yes, you have to. So I'm looking forward to Nick reading this and getting his thoughts maybe on it and getting a recommendation maybe.
Yeah. And on another note, as far as the episode goes, Nick had some comments as well. He said it was weird to hear himself. He said he was jealous because I've been texting him more than my sister. No, not he wasn't jealous. My sister was jealous because I've been texting him more than her. Mm-hmm. He listened to the episode and felt that it went surprisingly well, sounded great, and he thinks that we're great at editing. And he was glad that we beeped out the Sopranos stuff.
Yes. I mean, it was full spoilers, but not for the Sopranos, so...
Not Sopranos spoilers. Yeah. So I'm a little, like, nervous. What's going to happen to Watt in the Wild now that Nick is done? Like, we're going to need to get some more examples of people talking about or reading The Wheel of Time outside of the fandom. So if you all know of anybody... who's starting the Wheel of Time, talking to you about the Wheel of Time, a non-Wheel of Time person that comments on the Wheel of Time.
Kari.
Let us know. And yeah, we definitely have some people in our Discord server that are very good at getting others to read the Wheel of Time. They do the lights work, especially Kari. Kari, yeah.
Yeah, Kari does. Cool.
So let us know if you spot any Watt in the Wild.
Yes. All right, let's do our favorite fandom moment of the week. Then we can finish off this episode. So what do you have? Do you have a few?
Well, I had one, but it looks like even though I wrote it in the doc first, you have now decided that it's yours. So I guess I only have one now, which is... and this is a good one for me to choose, actually, because I was inducted into the theory crew this week, which was really exciting for me. I never thought I would be included in the theory crew. I appreciate and love the theory crew as part of our fandom, and I follow them on Twitter. But what happened this week was that the Tweeter of Chaos tweeted a picture of their hands at a laptop keyboard with their fingers on the S, D, and the C. And actually, there were two fingers on the C. And I very quickly, like, when I saw the picture, I saw that their hand was just in a strange position. And I was like, there has to be something there. And I was like, okay, well, what keys are they typing? And I quickly figured out it must mean San Diego Comic-Con. So I think I was probably one of the first people to tweet and say, this is San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah.
And somebody then retweeted me and said that I'm now part of the theory crew. So two things that I love about it. One is just, you know, getting something from the Wheel of Time and being able to play with it and figure it out. And a lot of other folks chimed in too.
Yeah. With, I mean, it was
comments.
It was in response to, you know, show us a picture of you looking cool doing your job.
Right. Yeah. Yes. And they retweeted Vance, I think. Yeah. Vance was there. Yeah. And then, and people were figuring out there was a little badge in the background that said Tweeter of Chaos in the old tongue.
Yes.
And then there were a lot of other folks that were, figuring out what it meant. And now there's this whole crusade to figure out whose hands it is. So everybody's been demanding that people show their hands on live streams and pictures of their hands.
It's like the gorillas of time. Did you see there what they shared? It's like a pair of gorilla's hands. Yeah, it's just, it's like funny stuff like that. It's just, it's great to see.
So yeah, there's been a lot of fandom fun that came out of that tweet. So thank you, Tweeter of Chaos. That was a really good one.
Yes. So the other kind of thing that happened this week was the WattCon Discord server had its grand reopening. So about 30 days before WattCon. Yes, WattCon is coming up in mid-July in Columbus, Ohio. The lights work will be on site. And there are plans. I don't know how many plans, but there are plans. There are always plans at the lights work. Things are happening behind the scenes. So the Discord server for anyone who was part of WattCon last year was a very special place. There was so much fun that was had leading up to the convention. And, I've again dived into it. I don't think to the same extent, obviously, but also because it's still a few weeks to go, I think. But I do remember the almost kind of it was like a I'm trying to compare it, like being at a carnival or something, you know. It's like this like constant it was like perfect pre-con feel, you know. It's like you know, so many people were there, so many people were commenting and making plans and just, you know, talking about various things. And then you meet all of them, or most of them, because, you know, it is open to virtual members, so it was great for them to be involved, and it was a great avenue for them to be a part of. So, but leading up to, you know, all of that, and you meet a lot of people, some people you've never met before, and some people that you had met in the past, it was just wonderful. So I think that feeling that I got, and most people were like, we were waiting for this for a year now, not the convention, forget the convention for now, it's just the fact that the Discord server, that place is back open. And we've talking about special places. The WalkCon Discord server is a very special place.
It is a very special place. I really wish I had picked that as a place for 20 questions.
Well, you know, yeah, that would have been a good... Is it an actual place? Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. Ooh. That's why I asked you that when you did a place. That's why I asked if it was a real place or not. Because I was thinking like Dusty Wheel Chat. Is it a place?
That's interesting. I mean, I'm in the Dusty Wheel Inn right now, but I've also been to the Dusty Wheel patrons section.
Yes.
And in the... behind the bar and at the bar side, right? Bar side chats.
Right. Yes.
So, mm-hmm. Interesting. You can get, I'm glad it's open. I'm looking forward to all the fun we're going to have, not only in that server, but also at WalkCon.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was fun.
It was. It was a good change for us.
Yes. Yes. We've been tired. We've been sick. Then we've been... Were we tired?
Busy.
We were busy? Were we ever tired?
No, you were tired.
Yeah,
you
I
were
was tired. Yeah.
Then we were sick. Then we were busy.
Yeah. Tired, sick, and busy. And now we are being leisurely. Tonight was a very leisurely time, you know, at the Lights Work. And... we will be back next week, obviously, but you can follow us on social media on Twitter at LightsworkPod, on Instagram at The Lightswork. We were just talking about a Discord server that has opened, but our Discord server has been around for over 6 months now. We have a lot of fun being in it, and we enjoy all of the things that people bring there. So if you can join that server and be part of that, and if you're willing and able, you can join our Patreon and become a patron there. Grace, any final thoughts?
Happy Father's Day.
Oh yes, today is Father's Day. Thank you to all the fathers out there, and to Tam and the other three lettered father figure in the Wheel of Time land. Those are not confusing at all, right? Names and confusion? No, that doesn't happen. But until next time, it is your turn to go out into the world and do the Lights Work.
The Lights Work is a Wheel of Time fandom podcast hosted by Anas and Grace.
The Lights Work is in no way affiliated with the Children of the Light.
Please leave us a review on your podcast platform of choice, follow us on social media, or sponsor us on Patreon.